The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
Nashke iwe chimewen shak iwe napi manatuna ganesit in the naskuneat gidakimenan misigegetsa apichiko ogiesatu no marking. Nashke iwe, a long time ago, after the Creator was making the earth and he was placing things here on the earth, on the second round, trying to make sure that everything was just as it should be. Placing all the animals and the plants and the hills and the lakes and the rivers and the streams, hanging the sun in the sky and the moon and the clouds, the birds and all of creation, he finished that first before putting people here. He asked each one of those beings to help the people, to watch over the people, to make sure that they lived in a good way, that they were able to honor and take care of their own lives and to live in harmony with creation. Among those animals and those beings was Mi'iwewinigo'ua'agnebik, a big snake. This guy, the snake, was asked to watch over the people as well as everything else, and he would be a connector, one that could go underground and what also slide around on the earth. Number of stories about when the snake used to have legs even, how even his looks and everything of the sort all come from things on what he was doing. See, you see, when the snake was first made, he did have legs. That's a whole nother story than the one we're doing today. The snake also, at one time, his tongue was one piece. It didn't have that little fork in it. But here's what happened, you see. A long time ago, when the Creator, Gi'asawaganishinabeg, when the Creator brought the people down and put them here and asked all these beings to help take care of the people, the snake was watched. He was watched so closely as he watched, and he would talk with the people both about their lives, about the lives on top of the earth and the lives underneath the earth, about the, how the two worlds would be. As creation watched and the people started to pay attention to the snake, they noticed that sometimes the snake's advice wasn't really in the best interest of the people. He watched the snake as a snake would come up and the people would ask, "Hey, snake. Hey, gine go genebik, we go nesh nao o. What is this here on the ground?" "Oh, me go ge get bezik we aqua kisidon. That's a mushroom," the snake would say. "Can a bache go ue and ga amwan? Can I maybe eat this?" the people would ask. The snake would kind of giggle. "Me gana bach, me gana bach get the amwan. Maybe you can, maybe you can." And the people would sit there and look at the snake and take that mushroom and eat it. And sure enough, they got sick. Oga'akosiwag. They got sick from eating that mushroom. Later on, they walked around on the earth and they saw Genebik again. They asked Genebik, "Hey Genebik, gana bache go ue o mitiganabe ga abache anapish kote niket. Would this stick and this tree be good when we want to start a fire?" "Oh, ah, sa mi ge get de go ue mitigo mik. Mi ge get de go ue onijishi ni go ue aish kote niket." "Oh, yes, most definitely. That tree there is the oak tree. He'll make a beautiful fire for you, and he'll last long, that fire." So the people gathered the oak tree and they would make a fire. And sure enough, Genebik spoke the truth about how good that wood would burn. How it would burn for a long time and make a beautiful fire. This went on for years and years watching the snake. Until one time something happened. Something happened. Wainabusha was following the snake around, seeing what he was doing, listening to the advice and the ways that he was teaching the people. This time the people came up and they saw Genebik. "Hey Genebik, Anishna is Jwebaka wasi widi. What's going on over there?" they asked. "Over there." "Manjigo ekit wa al Genebik. I don't really know," he said. "Gana bachinganad de kendaman. Maybe I'll go look, gashepi winta moyag, and I'll come back and tell you." Sure enough, Snake took off and he went off across the way to see what was going on over the other way. He came back and he told the people, "Mano, gaenge go gaishiwe bakiwidi. Nothing's going on over there. You're okay here." Soon the people again asked, "Hey Gien, hey Gien Ganabik, where are you going now? Oh, the guy again, gonna but you go away in the minute. Hey, what's up with this lake here? Can we drink this water?" That's what they ask Ganabik. Me iwe, yeah. Bizani go get a minute no o wabun. Go ahead and drink this liquid here from this lake, he said. So the people, they all scooped up that water and they started to drink that water. And meanwhile, I go oil gi aku siwag. And they got sick again. Me iwe weina bushu gi wabamigut. Weina bushu saw this. And he watched me iwe aninitam ugi ganunad Ganabik. "Hey," he called out to Ganabik. "Dagama bishan, come over here." Ganabik come over there. Everybody knew by this time that Weinabusha was watching what was going on in creation as he was helping the creator figure out and fine-tune what was going on and what each other's roles were. As he sat there watching and he talked to Ganabik, "Migigigigwedwen, hey," he asked him, "how come sometimes you tell the people good things? Like when you told them about the oak tree and it making a good fire, that was right. But that was right after you told them about that mushroom that made them sick. Why you do that? They ask you what's going on over there and you go check it out and it's dangerous for them. So you tell them don't go over there. You did right and you took care of them. Then right after that, here you go and they ask you about some water. If they can drink that water and you tell them go ahead knowing that it will make them sick and they got really sick. Why do you do that to them?" And he didn't know what to say. So Weinabuju sat there thinking and he started to get a little upset at Ganabik's inability to answer. And he's constantly challenging the intelligence of the people. So Weinabuju sat there and pretty soon he said, "Hey, I know what we can do." And just then, it was like he took off running. But he slithered away fast to get away from Weinabuju. And Weinabuju, "Dagasana, beka, kawe, kawe, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hold on, wait up here." Me iwe Ganabik inabiti ma. He looked there behind him to try and see where Weinabuju was, if he was catching up. And just as he turned around, he ran, boom, right into a tree. Oh, his old lips got all puckered up. Me iwe, he ended up with his tongue being bitten. He started to lay there and he sat there all dizzy. He was all dizzy laying there as Weinabuju caught up to him. And he looked at him. "Oh, anintana, Ganabik. What the heck, Ganabik? Why you take off like that? Now look at you. Your own nose is all puggy. And your own tongue has a cut in it." "Hey, ukininendan." And he started to think there, Weinabuju. "Mi iwe gagige napian. Mi geget. That's the way you're going to look forever. Mi iwe, your tongue. Mi iwe ge winawa shinabe gachinisiru tamawa gana bachigo ua pichigana nendama koe bichinagi bisinta wawa gwa aganebik. The people will now know that they should really listen closely and really think hard about the advice given by Ganabik because he speaks with a forked tongue. He speaks out two sides of his mouth. He speaks, you never know. Is he really looking out for you or is he really just trying to show you something? Is he going to make you sick or is he going to make you happy? What is the advice that snake will handle? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it isn't. Mi iwe gachina nendamag. Think about that for a while."
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.